call that cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And what about when you dry them?
I guess it'd be something like a drying towel or something like that.
Dish towel?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Washcloth, wash rag.
And after you take a bath, you might dry yourself off with a
towel.
Turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
What would you call the thing that nails come in? Big container?
Barrel.
Keg. Small, yeah. Okay. And what did molasses come in?
Barrel.
Have you heard of stand?
Yeah.
And what would you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
What was it?
Funnel.
And if you had a buggy, what would you use to urge your horses to go faster with?
Whip.
If you bought something in the store, the grocer might put them in a
sack.
And what's it made out of?
Paper.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
How much is fairly? More than 10 pounds?
Yeah.
I guess, like, in a barrel if it's real big.
Do you have different names for different sizes of sacks made out of cloth?
There's a toe sack, a gunny sack, but I don't really know the difference.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
And the whole word for that would be?
Light bulb.
When you carry washing out to hang it up on the clothesline, you might carry it out in a
basket.
This is a thing that kids used to play with, and so they come in all different colors, and it's a big circle that you can
hula hoop.
Okay, what would you put in the top of a bottle to keep stuff from falling out?
Stopper, cork.
Would a stopper be made of something different than a cork?
Probably rubber.